Every action or direction of our Lord Jesus has an earthly as well as a spiritual purpose and meaning. The incident concerning the man bearing a pitcher of water is a very clear example of this. In Luke 22:8, our Lord commands Peter and John to go and prepare the Passover. They asked, where? Christ says, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall meet you a man, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say to the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and there they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with great desire if I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Now it has long been seen that any man whose earthen vessel is filled with the water of the Holy Spirit will always lead us to the upper room. For they that worship God must worship in spirit and in truth, and the ground of that worship is the death of Christ, as taught by our Lord Jesus Christ in the upper room. This do in remembrance of me, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this wine, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. But what is the earthly reason that caused our Lord to choose this remarkable means of guiding his servants? Verses 1 to 6 of this chapter show that just previously to the above guidance, Satan had entered into Judas, and that Judas was prepared to betray Christ and seeking opportunity to do so in the absence of the multitude. What better chance than when at night, when all families were celebrating the Passover separately, each in their own house? No question of the presence of a multitude then. Christ gives no hint of the location of the house in which he would eat the Passover, nor of its owner's name. Not only was Judas listening for an indication of this, but the ever-present principalities and powers of darkness were intently listening too. Peter and John go, as it were, under sealed orders. Step by step, the way opens before them. Judas, however he may have desired to do so, could not join them or follow them on their mission without awaking suspicion. No doubt emissaries of evil followed them, but they were powerless to prevent Christ's purpose being fulfilled. Even when Peter and John reach the selected room, they find it furnished. All they have to do is to make ready. There was no need to call upon him who had the bag for anything. Later, Christ comes with the other 10 disciples, among whom was the traitor. It was not till after the supper that Judas is allowed to go to the chief priests. The desire of our Lord's heart was accomplished. The central ordinance of our most holy faith instituted, and all was accomplished without his disciples' attention being diverted by any consciousness of impending disaster or need for haste. If Judas and his band did go to the house first, they found no one there. Our Lord involved no friend of his in trouble by being arrested at his house. Christ was betrayed by his friend, but he betrayed not one of his followers, even involuntarily or incidentally. When God guides, he hides. He prevents the attempts of Satan and his hosts to frustrate and to forestall the progress and purposes of his guidance. There is always enough light to guide the child of God, and enough darkness to bring confusion to his enemies. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. When God guides, he hides.